the many days that Moshe Rabbeinu was going back and forth negotiating with the Kadosh Baruch Hu by the Sneh, Hashem tells Moshe to be the shliach to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu has one argument after another. At one point, Moshe says, "They're going to ask me what your name is. What shall I tell them?" And Hashem reveals to Moshe one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ekya Asher Ekya. This is one of the shemos Jinnam Nimchakim, brought in Gemara Shavuos and Paskin in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very cryptic name. A lot of ways to explain it, and the Ramban is Mayrach here, all kinds of possibilities. Rashi has a simple vort, and I think it goes very well with a very, very quasi-Kabbalistic idea that the Meshech Chachma brings in, but I think they actually dovetail and explain each other. Rashi says that Ekya Sher Ekya means that I'll be with them in this tzara, as I'll be with them in other tzarios. Eya imam b'tzara zos, Sher Eya imam b'shibot shar malchios. Then the pasuk concludes where it says just Ekya Shlochan Yalechem. So Rashi brings the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, what am I mentioning other tzaras at this point? Dayim with tzara b'tzara zu. So Hashem says, fine, Yafa Amarta, Kosomar, just Et Yeshulchan Yalechem, meaning to say that I'll be with them for this tzara. But the message, of course, is a message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm with you, and I'm feeling your pain, which is really what the Sneh is about. The Sneh, Rashi says, is based on Imonochi Vetzara, the symbol of the Sneh, the lowly bush, is the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there with us. Rashi says, Mishum Imonochi Vetzara. The Meshech Chachma points out the gematria of this name, of Ekya, is 21. And if you take Ekya Sher Ekya, that's twice 21, that's 42, which is also a famous gematria, the shame of Membeis that we associate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The shame Hanora, the shame of Membeis. But the number 21 and twice 21 also corresponds, as the Meshech Chachma, to the number of shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tefillin. Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, if you take the parshios that are written in the Tefillin, in the Shel Rosh, there are four different compartments, in the Shel Yad, it's all one, but the number of askaros are 21. And he quotes from the Rambam, who mentions that as well. And we know that the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are meant to complement each other. The Gemara darshins, that Kozman Shebein Einecha Yu Shnayim. That's why we know that we put on the Shel Yad first and then the Shel Rosh, and we move the Shel Rosh first and then the Shel Yad, so that the Shel Rosh should not be on without the Shel Yad. So the idea here is that the Shel Yad represents the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu behester panim. When Kai Yisrael is not necessarily, you know, rising high, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us in that state. The Shel Rosh represents Baruch Kol Me'arz Kishemesh Nikra Alecha V'Yoru Mimecha, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Hashkacha being visible for everybody to see, the Galui, and that's taking the Shel Yad and taking it to another level with the Shel Rosh, and that's the Ekya Asher Ekya, the Anhaga of Neis, Baruch Kol Me'arz Kishemesh Nikra Alecha, quotes a Gemara where there was a Tzeduki that said to one of the Amorayim, that this your nation has a God who's hidden himself from you. And he responded, the Amorah responded, V'od yado netuya, shenema v'tzel yadi kisi sicha. So he explains, the Meshech Chachma explains, what he's showing is, even if the Shel Rosh is not visible right now, because we're in Tzara, we're in Golus, but nevertheless, the Bechina Tfilin Shel Yad is still there. Tfilin Shel Yad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, even when you seem to be suffering. And that's the Bechina of Shel Yad, and the Shel Rosh is what's visible for everybody. That's when everyone sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. And Ashkach is always with us. And the union of the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, the union of the Chaf Aleph twice, which is the Shem Mem Beis, it's the Bechina of Ahayu Einai V'Libi Shem Kol Hayomim. Einai V'Libi is the two tefillin, the tefillin Shel Yad and tefillin Shel Rosh. Libi is tefillin Shel Yad, Keneged Halev. That's the Bechina of Hester, because Baruch is with us, the Hester. And then the Bechina of Tefillin Shel Rosh is to be able to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his Galus, which is what the Beis HaMikdash represents, the Kiddush Hashem in the world in the fullest way that we want to be manifest. in the fullest way, with the emphasis being the Shem of Membeis, which is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in the fullest way, manifest for everybody to see. Good Shabbos.